Rave Radio. It's Wednesday, June 25th, and this is Gary Kane. You're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and it's proudly sponsored by both Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. Atlas Sound is that audio company, atlassound.com. Ingram Micro, of course, is an AV distributor, ingrammicro.com. We have a ton of Infocom news, as you know, on our website at ravepubs.com/infocom14. And many of you may or may not have known that there was some non-Infocom news last week, because there was so much Infocom news it probably drowned out most of the non-Infocom news. Probably one of the biggest stories that we covered last week, that most of the publications actually covered, and it's interesting because we have not received a response from this story, and that is that Extron filed a patent infringement lawsuit against Crestron for copying their cable retraction system. You can see the details on the patent at ravepubs.com and why Extron is defending their patent at ravepubs.com. The products that Extron is saying that Crestron copied the patent for include their Crestron CBLR HD, CBLR VGA, CBLR audio, USB, and Cat5 cables, which apparently Extron says Crestron copied the system of retracting those cables. The cable retractor series from Extron is available, you know, it's for those products that have automated retractable cable. When you pull the cable, it automatically retracts itself back into the cubby enclosure. As I said, Crestron has not answered any of my phone calls or emails. I've left them at least a half a dozen messages to comment on it. And the reason why I want to comment on it, and the reason why you should care, is because Crestron has three choices. They can either fight the patent and continue to ship their products. They can halt shipment of their products and redesign them, or they can license the cable retraction system from Extron, assuming Extron's willing to license it, which I'm guessing they probably would be. But in this case, Crestron has not told us what they plan on doing. But I'm interested to know what you guys think. If it ultimately does not affect an integrator, because if you've integrated the products, they're not going to make you pull them off the market. More likely, if Crestron were to fight it in court, and if they were to lose, then Crestron would have to pay a licensing fee of some type to Extron, but they wouldn't be required to pull the products off the market. That seldom ever happens. They could be issued an injunction from shipping the products from a court in California where the suit was filed, but it is a federal patent. It is a U.S. patent. So this could be very interesting as to how far this goes. You can read the entire story on our website at ravepubs.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.